What's going on, guys?
Malik.
Welcome to the Coach Malik Show, and I am going to be your virtual coach. I'm going to give you the knowledge, the tips, and the advice to help you perform better in all aspects of your life.
What's going on, guys? About to start the first workout right now. I'm at 24. 24 is right there. About to go work out. Do the first workout of the program. What I want to do before the workout is I want to talk a little bit about where I'm at and where I'm trying to go, like my goal, my aim. And this is what I recommend for all you guys. If you're going to start a program, going to start something, you want to start getting healthy, you want to start getting fit, start working out, start eating healthier, have an aim, have a target so that you know exactly what to do, or you know exactly what, you know, what actions to take. You know, if you just want to get healthy but you don't have an aim or a target, it's going to be hard to figure out what to do. There's so many things out there. There's so many things, you know, thrown in your face. You go to the grocery store, like what's healthy, what's not. So have an aim, have a target. If you're trying to gain strength, you're going to want to lift heavier, eat a lot of food, right? You're going to want to have a lot of protein in your diet. If you're trying to lose weight, you know, you're not going to want to have as much food in your diet. You're not going to want to lift as much heavy weight. You know, you're going to want to focus on more of getting that heart rate up and burning calories. So have a target, have a goal. If you guys want to follow this program, you guys can follow it if you guys have similar goals to me. So the next 3 months, and I'm doing this with my clients right now, it's a summer transformation intensive program, but the summer cut, all right? We're gonna cut for summer. My goal is to get to 10% body fat, and right now I'm at about 14. Maybe even a little 15, 16. Last time I measured it was like 14.6, but I think I had the last couple months, my shoulder injury has really kind of like put me backwards a lot, so I think I'm about like 15. 15 to 10% in the next 90 days, the next 3 months. So what I'm gonna do during that program, as you guys will see, my workouts will be higher intense workouts, probably around the 8 to 12 rep range that I'm doing. I'll be doing around 4 sets each exercise. If you guys wanna follow the program, join the workouts, follow the video, subscribe to the channel, and you guys will get all the workouts.
For the record, we ain't trying to grow, ain't stuff for you. For the record, bad boy, me going hard.
All right, guys, just finished the first workout of the summer cut program. I'm super excited, really happy to get on a new plan. Just to go over real quick, so I want to do this before I end the video, but I want to go over kind of where I'm at right now, why I'm doing this new series, and why you should follow if you're thinking about following. I've been kind of slacking. So, you know, my body fat went up a little bit, my workouts have been gone down. So what I want to do is get back on track, perfect time before summer. And if any of you guys are slacking right now, you guys want to get back on track, you guys want to get back on the train, you know, this is a series that you should follow, because I'm not going to come at you super hard. I'm not going to come at you with super advanced workouts. What I'm going to do is I'm going to incrementally, video by video, try to coach you virtually through these videos on what, how you can start your program, how you can start your fitness journey. And I hope I can help you kind of guide that route, open those doors, kind of give you some ideas for your own fitness journey. So that's what this whole series is about. You know, right now I'm at about 15% body fat. So what my goal is in the next 90 days is to get down to 10%. 10% or lower, that's my goal. That's my aim, and you should have a goal too. Whatever you are working out for, eating healthy for, have a goal, have an aim, have a target, so you can look back at your progress and see progress instead of just kind of flowing around, you know what I mean? Definitely have a goal. That's what I wanted to go over right now. Just finished the workout, I'm about to go home. Hopefully you guys enjoy. Subscribe to the channel if you haven't already. Like the video if you found value in it. Thank you guys so much for watching, and I'll see you next video.